Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's End Podcast. We are on episode 87 of season 2. Today's is going to be all about winter programming, understanding that we are kicking into that. We are starting to, you're going to have more time probably in the gym rather than outside things if you're in a place that's cold. So how are you going to make full potential? This is the time of the year that people usually gain weight because they're not getting the same amount of cardio and those things in. So the first thing is you have to understand, like we've touched many times, how many days a week can you give? That's the first question you have to ask yourself always. So in winter programming, you have to understand that how many days a week can you give consistently each and every week? That'll determine what kind of program you're on, if it's full body, upper, lower, splits, push, pull, leg type thing. Three of the best types of programs and the ones that work the best I have found. Now, in training, a lot of the time you have to understand too, if you're doing other activities, maybe it's switched, your programming will have to switch, just because if you're doing different activities, you may injure or tighten different areas, so you have to put more of certain things in. One of the biggest things I have noticed with football players is cleats. You have to do way more rolling of Achilles as in feet, because once they're in cleats, there's not quite as much give, and it changes completely when they're pushing, and if they're on turf, there's not give at all. So understanding that and unlocking that with clients. Now, hockey, again, another sport. More pushing, understanding their hips, so much push exercises. This now you have to start relating, and as a trainer you have to understand that, or as a client, you have to change your programming depending on what you're doing outside of the gym as well. So if this is something that you're starting to realize, you have to realize that one of the biggest things is changing your program to adapt to what you're doing outside of the gym, so that you strengthen the opposite muscle group so you aren't getting hurt, and that you are going to strengthen this so that as they're you are doing more and more of this, you are not going to have injuries and have the same tightness that you would have if you are not working. Now, one of the biggest things that people do not understand is you, and we've touched on this many times, is you need a lot of pull exercises, correcting your form, especially if you're sitting a lot. Hamstrings tend to get tight in males, so working on those. Females tend to not work out quite as much into their upper bodies as they do the lowers. Their hips are at a different angle, so understanding that their exercises, adduction, abduction, super important to men and females. So that is something to relate to. I have noticed that almost every client that I've worked with, male or female, is push-pulls. They need to make sure that they're getting a lot of pull exercises in, because in their everyday tend to roll forward, or they have an injury, their shoulders shortening in the front, and overall push exercises are more fun for most people, so they do more of those. Understanding that in your programming, to actually get the most out of it, you need to increase your pull motion. This will help you. This will actually connect and make the most out of your workout time. Now, also understanding that if you are not doing as much cardio, you're going to have to do more in the gym. If you normally walk tons and it's super cold, you need to do more of that. Another thing is if your heart rate, say you play sports in the summer and you're not doing as much, you have to understand that now you're going to have to put that in and make sure that you are getting a bit more increased heart rates, those type of things in your gym program. I have noticed that a lot of the time people going into summer do way less in the gym cardio. They do more out. Then in the winter, they have, it takes a month or two to adapt. So get ahead on this. Understand which exercises, rowing machines, you get cardio and you get some pull motion. Fan bikes increases that heart rate. Amazing for your body. Treadmills, just be very careful if you do too much running on them, the impact on your knees. So relate that and just make sure that in your program you are not overdoing certain things. Now, as always, giving goals and setting and all of that, ask yourself, like we said, how much can you give each and every week in your winter program? What areas are you wanting to increase your strength in? Which exercises do you tend to not do? So which exercises do you not like to do as much? Try to get these in more, as well as understanding that starting your programming each and every workout with a compound, bigger exercises, so that you get the most out of it. If you do this, this will make the most out of your workout. You are not starting with small groups. Another thing that a lot of people do not understand is when you're doing your warm-up, which areas do you tend to be weak in? So if your hips are tight, make sure you're doing openers, dead bugs, bridges, clamshells type exercise. Now, if your shoulders are not as strong, you roll forward when you bench, shortened heads, make sure you're doing pull apart, some pull motion to get those nice and pulled back so you can get the full motion out of that. Some of these questions, just ask yourself and realize which areas, and then make sure that you're priming everything before you get into your compound motion. This will help with your winter programming. It will also help get the most out of your workouts and make it so that you're not wasting time in the gym. Try to turn your phone into do not disturb while you're there so you're not wasting, so you're getting way more done, because then you will actually stay on the program. If it's taking 2 to 3 hours, you will not get as much done. Ask yourself, do you do this or do you get distracted? Make sure that when you're in the gym, you're making the most out of it so that you can get everything done, get more in that time, and then get back to your everyday life outside. So ask yourself right now, what are some of your weak areas? How are you going to prime these? How are you going to make sure that you are getting the most out of each and every workout? Which areas do you tend to be sore in after? Making sure you roll, stretch after, and roll is of course before. And then making sure that over time you can strengthen those areas so they are not weak. Making sure though, as well as you strengthen one area, you strengthen the opposite muscle group so that you are not having one area become super strong and the other one not getting the same amount of attention. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.